AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A black man, Jacob Blake, was shot 7 times in the back by police last summer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and was left paralyzed. District Attorney Michael Gravely made this announcement.
It is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
The shooting set up protest in Kenosha. More than 250 people were arrested in the days that followed, including 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse. He pleaded not guilty today to the shooting deaths of 2 people in Kenosha. Gabriel Sterling with the Secretary of State's office in Georgia was asked about voting today in the state.
In general, it's been steady as she goes. Like I said, we had 0.02% of touchscreens have a problem, 0.1% of scanners.
There are 2 Senate runoffs in Georgia that will determine which party is in the majority in the Senate. The government says it has a likely suspect in a devastating hack of federal agencies. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a rare public statement, the FBI and other investigative agencies say the hack is likely Russian in origin and appeared to be an intelligence gathering effort. Moscow is widely believed to be responsible for what the Homeland Security Department called a grave risk to government and private networks. President Trump, though, last month tried to downplay the severity and falsely suggested China could be to blame. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A judge is banning the leader of the Proud Boys group, Henry Enrique Tarrio, from Washington, D.C., after he was accused of vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at a historic black church and found with high-capacity firearm magazines when he was arrested. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. could soon be giving at least 1 million coronavirus vaccinations a day, despite a sluggish start. Stocks higher, the Dow up 167. This is AP News. This month's Grammy Awards ceremony has been pushed back because of the coronavirus.
The Recording Academy will postpone the Grammy Awards until March because of a surge in coronavirus infections in Los Angeles. The ceremony was supposed to be staged January 31st at the Staples Center with Trevor Noah as host. 40% of the COVID-19 deaths in California are in Los Angeles County. Beyoncé leads the Grammy nominations with 9. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Among those getting a coronavirus shot today in Atlanta was Baseball Hall of Famer 86-year-old Hank Aaron.
I feel quite proud of myself of doing something like this. You know, it's just a small thing that can help zillions of people in this country.
Aaron is hoping to send a message to black Americans that the shots are safe. Former U.N. Ambassador and Civil Rights Leader Andrew Young and former Health and Human Services Secretary Louis Sullivan also got vaccinated. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.